This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Certain people don't like me. Upstream is sad. Me not care who I watch me, watch me.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by UTC, Barbecue, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Nine Threads, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, Rice Bahamas, Scotiabank, and Tropical Gyros.
But me not fear no guy, no. No matter how hard them a spite me, me just a go and do me thing now. Me just a do it like Nike. 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 Them one buys a mix from me thing up. Plus me and them girlfriend a link up.
Hello.
Dog, where you did that when the thing tough? No food, clean water for drink up. Now me and the dog, them a link up. Big truck, 20 inch rim, just a spin up. The pioneer just a kick up. And a hip-hop apocalypse.
Hello.
You can't see the star through the tint up. Plus me and the Cuban a link up. Rose gold so the Cuban linked up. How much ice just a hurr and me ring up.
Okay.
From what day you may find out. Certain people don't like me. Everyone cock us back a thing now. Bex throw me a do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy now. No matter how hard them a spite me. Me just a go and do me thing now. Me just a do it like Nike. 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 Me just a do it like Nike.
Me tell you the truth, if I were you, then me probably woulda like me neither. Fresh to the tambourine again, them said the flow ungodly, my might need Jesus. Girls call cookies when my mind need reefer. Now when my frost, you can't stand me neither. Aim excellent, point blank, tell the truth. Bullets never miss the chin like a Chinese teacher. Yeah, every bad mind fraud, them is this. Them parents did corrupt, so them are negative. How much longer you got yet from people? You know, see, you're not benefit. These
from what day you may find out. Certain people.
The Monday, April 24th edition of Talking Heads is on a pop, and your boy Naughty in your company right up until 6 p.m. on this Much To Do Monday. My good brethren, the late great MD, is bringing me in. This is birthday over the weekend. Can't believe it, man. Still can't believe he's gone. But I was telling Mr. Bruce I had a new tune coming up. I was going to play a different tune, but boy, over the weekend, and I realized, you know, I got to tribute my boy still. And I like this one anyway. I don't care who don't like me. I really don't. I can still do it like Nike. So, you know, keep us, you know that. But I hope you guys had a good weekend. Happy Monday. And we're going to keep an eye out for Abaco, Mr. Producer, because I think they're all right. We're going to be coming to them in short order. But we got lots to talk about. Obviously, you know how to chime in. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Phone lines are open in New Providence. In the Grand Bahama and the Family Islands, toll free 242-300-5720. That's 242-300-5720. Toll free from Grand Bahama and the Family Islands. Text lines powered by BTC 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Stream us live. Take us wherever you want to go. GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's GuardianTalkRadio.com. Cable channel 969. BTC Flow channel 612. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on. For fresh news, smart talk all day. Right here at Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. All right. Here's your trivia. Let's get that out of the way. And then we jump right on in. And of course, you know, you play for Joker's Wild Party Passes, KFC coupons, Dunkin' Donuts coupons, and of course, lunch or dinner your choice. From Naughty G. All right, here's your question. Boy, I tell you, I could go so many ways with this today, too, you know. But it's Monday. I ain't going to make you hurt your head too much. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Recent survey of 100 Bahamian women between the ages of 21 and 50. Survey revealed that 31% said if they were given an extra hour every day, they would use it to do this. What would they use that extra hour to do? Recent survey of 100 Bahamian women, survey revealed that 31%, or 31 out of 100, said that they were given an extra hour every day. They would use that hour to do this. What is this? All right? Now, while you work on that, I'm going to check out the headliners real quick. Who are us making headlines in the 242? All brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. As soon as I get done that, we get into the buzz. Brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. And we're going straight to Abaco. Because, you know, it's Monday. All right, so let's jump on in. We're placing up the pages of the news and of the Nassau Guardian News and Views of Madison's 1844. All brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. Like I say, be sure to check them out online, finethreads.com. Brothers shot dead. Mother demands justice. A mother is demanding justice after her two sons, one of them a former national boxer, was murdered early Saturday morning. Tyrone Oliver, 28, and Shakur Oliver, 23, were found shot to death at around 2:24 a.m. inside Shakur's silver Nissan Skyline in the parking lot of Solomon Supercenter on Marathon Road. According to police, officers on patrol heard the gunshots and responded. When they arrived, they observed several vehicles. They gave pursuit. The vehicles made away. When they went, they discovered the two brothers dead. Eight murders in 9 days. My thoughts and prayers go out to the family. And I know one of the young men involved. I had a chance to interview him over the years in the sports section and talk about boxing locally. Very sad situation there. Eight murders in 9 days. It's crazy. RCI says Beach Club will be net zero by 2030. That's raging. It's so ironic we're going to go to Abaco. PM on rape claim against MP. Police know how to do their job. Okay, so they need to do it then. And the question is, do you know how to do your job, Mr. PM? Because, boy, I tell you. Boy, I tell you. Boy, I tell you. I'm just saying, if that was me or Mr. Producer or anybody else, you always could not done have us drag up and sully up and raggy up and doing the Bankland Shuffle. All right, so let's see where that goes. All right, and you know, let's go to Abaco right now as we slide out of the headlines, all brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads and Into the Buzz, all brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. Let's get to Abaco. We got Roscoe Thompson, my good friend. Roscoe, it's been a minute. What's going on, brother?
Good, buddy. How are you, man?
I am good. We got lots to talk about. I know you got Miss Reckley there. So I want to do this today, Monday, since it's Monday, you know, the Abaco report. I want to do the good, the bad, and the ugly in Abaco, because I see some good coming out. I see the Jib Room reopened up, which is a good look. I also see, didn't the convenience store reopen as well?
Well, Dockside opened. They were open before. Well, it's a new store, but
all right,
yeah.
But you got some new things popping, some good things popping that helped the community down there. Glad to see them get back going. And we got the bad. I know when I talked to Miss Reckley, I hope to God she could tell me there's been a change in that situation. But you know, I'm thinking pages now, some other headlines thrown out there to distract, and where are we? So you know, and then the ugly. Yeah, you know, you have allegations swirling around so much so to the point where everybody's crazy in the court of public opinion, but we can't really hear nothing from the sitting administration or from the police in this regard. But I know it's emanating out of Abaco, so you got to tell me what's the swirl down there.
So
whenever y'all want to chime in, you know, we could start with the good. So, Roscoe, what's with the good?
Well, I mean, I'll go in. Some things have been put on the back burner, I guess, with that court case and the, you know, so I don't know what, maybe Miss Reckley might be able to lighten us. It's just getting out of hand. Something needs to be done. Now, in regards to the alleged situation with the sitting MP, there's so much whirlwind surrounding this, and for the Prime Minister of our country to get on and then says that the person's dismissing the charges or not pressing charges, and then big in the headlines today, she's hired an attorney and they're pursuing, you know, charges. It's kind of like Obi Wilskin saying about the fire, you know, fire engines and the fire departments are responsible, the responsibility of local government. But when you look at our budget, it doesn't have nothing for fire engines or fire departments. Our budget doesn't you know, include that local government act. It falls under the police fire service. So, Nordy, at the end of the day, some of these guys don't, they don't think before they talk.
So they just, you know, just speaking again. Lot of air buying.
I thought the previous administration was bad, but my Lord, I never seen duck and dodge as this. Who borrowed, Nordy, who can borrow $250 million as a government and then, after the fact, pass legislation on that? How?
Roscoe, I'm just scratching my head because I've seen things pan out and it makes no sense. I've seen a lot of backtracking. I've seen a lot of moving goalposts. So that's why it's important, you know, to hear from you guys on Monday because you guys are going through it. And then when we see stuff like those allegations and the person involved, you know, hiring a lawyer, obviously it looks like, okay, they're looking for justice in this.
Yeah, now, but the PM comes on and says blatant, right on
right.
an interview that, oh, not anyway. Nordy, I don't want to get too excited or too, you know, caught up in it. It's just really frustrating.
Well, I tell you what, I get caught up in it, Roscoe, because if it was me or you, we would have been draped up, snatched up, doing the bank lane shuffle, whether we were innocent or guilty, and to heck with our reputations, and we would have been dealt with. And then later on, if we were proven innocent, then, hey, let the chips fall where they may. That can't be like that. It can't be good for me, but not for thee. It's got to be the same for everyone.
Across the board. It's like you see in a Lutheran, you see the commonage land and them dealing with the houses being taken down. But then up here, you don't hear anything. You know, I mean, it's maybe Miss Reckley can enlighten us a little more because I've been out of the loop for a couple weeks, you know, with medical issues. But it's just frustrating what I've seen of, you know, a murder here in Abaca. Well, actually two, a guy found in the trunk of a car. And then, you know, a week ago today, a guy in the morning, you know, was shot and killed at the cultural park. I mean, it's y'all got it bad in Nassau, but it's filtering everywhere. And
it's creeping out. It's
spilling over.
But crime's tentacles are reaching everywhere throughout this archipelago. Sad to say.
It's spilling over. And
nobody wants to do anything about it. Nobody wants to say anything, get hushed or put aside because they don't want to step on people's toes. You know what? The PM, you are in power. I know you don't have all the answers to crime, but you got to do something. Wayne Monroe has to do something. Immigration, Ministry of Works, they have to do something. Come on. It's. I mean, what are we spending our money on traveling all over the world? For what? Couldn't that money be used better places? Hey, chime in. Sorry for interrupting.
No, bro. They gave us 28 good days. The 28 good days already passed.
And nothing's changed, right, Ms. Reckley? How you doing? Hope all is well with you and yours.
We were doing good. No action on the ground. The 28 days passed, but then it's still the same thing. We talking and they building. They're still building.
And not Bahamians when you say they building.
No. They illegals. And they're spreading out. They're going out further and further. Fly, they need to go. Then the government will understand how serious the situation is. But you know, the whole Bahamas is in trouble because of our government. They allow foreigners to come in. Foreigners can come in. They can build. They can invest. They can do whatever they want to do. But Bahamians are not being a part of that. They're bragging about all the jobs that are being provided. But where is the money going? Bahamians get paid peanuts. That's all they do, pay them peanuts. It's just like slavery. But they give them a couple of dollars for their labor. And the investors are getting the money. The investors are building. Bahamas is not growing because Bahamians are not being able to invest in their own country. So we're in trouble.
And nothing from the MPs down there. No word, no change, just the same old, right?
Same old. Yeah, but you know what they've been doing? They've been picking him up and making sure they get straight. That's what they really was doing.
So, since we spoke maybe like 3 weeks ago, Ms. Reckley?
Yeah.
We had a Monday where I was traveling and you all was traveling another time. So, nothing's changed?
Nothing has changed in that area. Nothing has changed. The fellas are still walking around looking for jobs. They're still sitting down in various places looking for jobs. They have permits. They have permits, but then nobody, the person who signed for them, they're not working with them. So they're out looking for jobs. So I mean, thousands of Bahamians are out of job because these people are getting the jobs. And Bahamians are so quiet. We're so passive. We'll just sit, crumble, and complain. We get on Facebook. We'll say what you have to say. We get in other groups. But then when it comes to speaking out for the government to hear how you feel, then people don't want to do anything. So it really making no sense.
So I'm appalled. I mean, we have all kind of issues emanating, you know, from Abaco. And obviously, all right, I get it. The immigration issue and the shanty, they've been going through the motions with that. But my God, you had murders.
Murders.
You have, you know, allegations swirling involving MPs, allegedly. I mean, and these are serious allegations. And nothing is happening.
And then my thing is, the prime minister won't come into Abaco and have a town meeting with the people. He came down one day, he came down to have a meeting. But that was with his cronies. That was not for the people. That was for his generals and the people who support him, because they were the only ones who knew he was coming into town. So that was not to have a town meeting with people. Have a town meeting with the people, speak to the people. And another thing that's so sad, we have about 5 houses that the FNM started. 5 houses. What they did, they put plywood over the windows and over the doors, and they're just sitting. Years ago, they evict an old lady who was living in one of the houses in Spring City, 85 years old, have nowhere to go. She don't have no hope, no whatever, but they evict her out of the house.
I'd like to know how much.
Can you repeat that, please, Ms. Rackley? 1 second, Ross. Can you repeat that again, please, for my listeners? Because I'm sure we all didn't hear you correctly on that.
A few days ago, they evicted who lost a house during Hurricane Dorian. She was living in one of the houses in Spring City that was not occupied. They brought a lawyer in from Nassau, and housing went over there, and they evicted that old lady out of the house.
But legal nationals. Why illegal migrants?
Oh, as soon as they
are given the red carpet
for them to be, and
wow.
they aid and abet them to build homes.
I mean, again, there's two ends of the spectrum that we really don't check for in this country. It's the young and it's the old.
Yes.
And I don't get that, and I really don't get them evicting
an 85-year-old woman. And plus, we have houses down here that were started that could have been finished. It's going for 4 years, and not one government has put a key in one of the senior citizens' hand who have lost their home and say, this is the place for you to rest your head. Not one. Your senior citizens who lost their home, widows who lost their homes, who don't have anyone to help them. And the government hasn't done anything for any of these people. People say you're complaining, but no, you're not. It's heart-wrenching. When you see what's happening, what's continuing to happen.
My God. I am like, that is so sobering right there. This is a very heartless administration.
Yes, when it was the Jones, the people were crying. They were begging, please, we have nowhere to go. People had their belongings still inside the Jones when they bulldozed those Jones, because the people had nowhere to go. And they was not getting any clarity on when they was coming to do this, because Brave was kicking it around, housing was kicking it around. Everybody's like, we're not sure when we're gonna do it. And then one day they just showed up and decided this is when we're gonna do it.
My goodness. Got some Texas chiming in. Naughty, great share as usual. Not a true statement. Bahamians are allowed to invest. We just do safe investments. A hotel is not a safe investment, it's a major risk. Okay. Okay, you're talking about something else. I get it. We're talking apples, you're talking oranges, but you got your text, and I'll readdress it. There's another one. Naughty, more killing. That's all the headlines can say. Here's another one. Naughty, tell Abaco, they keep talking, but, you know, look how they treat Grand Bahama. So if they treat Grand Bahama this bad, do you think they can treat Abaco any better?
He's got, that tech's got a good point there.
I don't know, Roscoe. I mean,
no, I mean, Naughty,
I'm actually sickened, bro. I mean, my God, they evicted an 85-year-old woman.
But Naughty, what I don't understand, when Abaco was up and running, Abaco was one of the islands that we sent millions of dollars to the Treasury. Millions.
That's what I keep saying. People don't realize Abaco contributes to the bottom line.
Right? We don't need to be invented for tourism. We are tourism. We are one major airport that's out, not running. It's out, but not running. Because if electricity goes off, everything shut down. Computers, everything is gone. So the workers have nothing to work with. They always don't know what to do if electricity goes off. One airport. Treasure Key Airport, we have second home owners. We have tourists who come in Treasure Key, Greenville Key, use that airport. And they haven't done anything. Customs still working on the trailers. But we are selling sea, sun, and sand, but we have no plans. No plans. They're trying to big up these other islands. Yes, that's good. All islands, none should be left behind. But my God, the ones that were up and running, you should get them back up on top, because you don't need to do much with them. Just give them the necessity, the things they need to run with.
Man, I don't know what to say. I mean, I am actually shocked. And in every time we talk, and it's a period of time where we don't talk, and there's a couple of weeks off, and then we catch back up, I always hold out hope that something, I'm going to hear something from you all. Something.
I mean, the good thing is you help people who really help the up and go, that are bouncing back, coming back. But from the government point of view, there is nothing being done. Nothing being done from government.
And that's the most important thing. That's who needs to be doing.
Their cry is Haiti. Everything under the mouth, we have to stabilize. How can you stabilize a country that don't want to be stabilized? How can you stabilize a country who are killing themselves? They destroy their country. When nothing to go right, they burn and they break down. So you can't stabilize them. They have to want to be stabilized. Get your country together.
Good point there, Ms. Reckley. Naughty, here's a text line. Naughty, tell Roscoe Grand Bahamas was left to rot for almost 30 years so Abaco could see their future. Freeport, this has a container port, has an airport. Abaco, see your future.
Naughty, I had hope at one time, and, you know, I don't know what to say. I even look at the DRA that's still, I would like to know how much money they have spent in, you know, legal fees and lawsuits against certain people rather than them putting money back into, you know, helping people over here. There's things like that, you know, social services, what are they doing? But the DRA, I believe they've been assessing out for a year.
Almost 4 years they've been assessing, because they never stop assessing.
But I would like to know what money was allocated from the budget for the DRA. You know, where did those funds go? Who did it just go to salaries? I mean, what are they paying off? I mean, let us know.
All I know, the lack of information and the lack of information being disseminated is crazy.
We have a port that is still does not have customs is working out of a trailer on a port. On the port, we have yet to get anything, you know, going on that. We've had NGOs and to go into a private, you know, PPP partnership with the government. Mum is the word. Mum is the word.
Wow. That's crazy, Roscoe. And like, you know? I say, I look around and I see the MPs. They're doing a lot of socializing over the weekend at Regatta. They partying down. They're having a good time. And it seems Abaco is burning.
I got to say congratulations to the guys and the gals from Hopetown, The Rage and Lonesome Dove and Jeff Gale, Stafford Patterson.
Hold on, wait a minute. Lonesome Dove still going strong, Roscoe?
They won the beat. We won the, what was it,
man,
BMC
class? That boat is legendary. Yeah. But from a little boy, I remember my grandpa. You remember my grandpa, Kim. I mean, that boat been around from me was knee-high to grasshopper or linkage to that boat.
Yep, the Lonesome Dove and... I forget the other name, but they won the BNC. You know, there's some the BNC class. There's some good things, Naughty, in that respect. But when it comes to what's happening in Marsh Harbor and Central Abaco and Abaco in general, it's shameful, man. I mean, it's a lot of talk.
What one other thing too, the government office. Every office in that complex closes at 12 o'clock. They open from 9 to 12.
Well, hold on. Government office, you working for me. You on my dime. I paying your salary, and you closing at 12?
At 12.
Bankers are now upset about that because I've beaten bankers' hours, and you know nobody's beat bankers' hours. The bankers are now pissed off at that, I'm telling you.
Naughty. Nine to 12.
What kind of country club environment are we paying for these people to kick their feet up in for 3 hours a day? How productive can you be in 3 hours a day?
Here's the catch with the building. The building, the government complex is owned by NIB, or the money was borrowed from our NIB bond. NIB controls the government complex. The government complex has had mold in it since Dorian. And I'll use an example. We had mold in local government office for 3 years. Rather than them ripping out all of the sheetrock, they only ripped out 18 inches on the floor, and that was it. But they would not let local government or council over here, the whole office, out of our budget. We could not touch it. Now, you know as well as I do that if you have mold that's on the sheetrock at the bottom, you know you have mold going up the back. And how can you say you looked, you know, behind there when it's only a 6-inch partition between? You can't even fit your head. My head's bigger than 6 inches. You know, you can't look up in the back there to see if there's mold on the backside of it. And to this day, the only places I know that are open is NIB is open till 3 o'clock and the police station upstairs. If I'm not mistaken, there might be a couple more, but that's what I know of. But
the majority goes at 12.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, boy. I really was hoping for some better news this week out of Abaco, you know.
And we still open.
We keep open.
I know. When I said you ought to sit there, oh, my. Naughty's go. Oh, my. He's so optimistic. Oh, my, Naughty.
We made it, Naughty. We waited for just one good report. Just one something good. Mind you, our MPs are trying, you know. Our MPs goes and they present our cases to the Prime Minister. Like I always say, everything rises and falls on leadership. They cannot do anything unless he okays it. And he's not okaying anything for Abaco. He's not okaying anything for Grand Bahama. They're running behind Exuma. Yes, they're trying to bring Exuma off the path. That's about the only island you really hear them really talking about that they're doing anything on end.
Here's something for you, Naughty. We can't even get signs, stop signs and school zone signs from when the hurricane took them replaced back in Abaco. You have one-way streets, you have school zones, you have streets that need stop signs, and we can't even get Ministry of Works. You know, they're understaffed. I don't blame them here. I blame Nassau. I mean, we're getting the short end. I mean, listen, granted, you put the PLP, got John Pinder and Kirk Cornish in as MPs, but what can we honestly say is happening here? I mean,
nothing.
You know,
nothing. Abaco is rotten. It's going to rack and ruin, and nobody's trying to intervene. That's what's happening. I hate to be so harsh, but that's what's happening.
Thank God.
The Bahamas is burning, and nobody cares.
Thank God for second homeowners and businesses over here that have stayed and fought and done and rebuilt and that. Because if it wasn't for them, we'd be in a world of trouble.
All right. Well, I got to get to the break, guys. So we got to pick this back up next Monday. I appreciate your time, as always. But again, hopefully we'll have some better movement, some more positive news to report out of Abaco. I mean, and obviously I will be in touch because obviously, you know, we do need to stay in touch a little bit more through the week because, you know, I want to make it done correctly in Abaco too. This whole situation with the MP, I mean, if that was just any young man from Abaco, that the result of that would have been a totally different
they would have been in jail.
Okay?
But let me say something. Now, mind you, when the young lady first came out, she told them she was complaining, but she was not pressing charges. She told them that. She said that. That came out of her mouth. She was not pressing charges. But she has someone behind who's pushing.
But now that she's taken all on, now that she's taken
a different story.
Now that she's hired a lawyer, I think she wants justice.
She has someone behind her who's pushing the issue. It's a story. You don't want to talk about it, but it's a story.
But at the end of the day, shouldn't there be protocols that even if it is a story, that will be exposed? But obviously, there should be a process that everyone goes through.
She should have done due process when she started it. She should have told them, I want to press charges. I don't want to complain. I want to press charges. But if it was too, she was saying one thing and then she was telling the police something else. So, like you say, it needs to be clear on both sides.
And it has to come out. And if it was erroneous allegations, then expose that. And if it is a case of there's been an infraction, then it needs to be dealt with it. But I need to revisit that, though.
Yeah.
Because, you know, some of the things that, you know, you get on your end is still not what's been put out in the papers here.
The horse is here.
But remember now, legally, she has that option. She could move forward regardless. Initially, if she doesn't want to press charges, that's fine. But you do have a right to change your mind.
No, I understand. No, I said the horse is here in Abaco. So she was, it was two-story coming out of the mouth.
Yeah, well, we gotta find out two of them horse. Yeah. I think it's four-story coming out. Or maybe it's three horse and one donkey, but something ain't right.
No, it's two stories. It was two stories. Just two.
Let me just take this quick text. Naughty Roscoe, Mr. Reckney, I'm sad to hear they evicted that 85-year-old lady. Think about this. Since it seems that illegal shanty towns where migrants live and keep building free from government interference, how about Bahamians that need housing go live freely amongst or along with the migrants in the shanty towns where those so-called rights groups protect migrants from eviction? People, listen. I mean, it's not a half bad idea. If you can't get straight that way, man, why don't go down there and build up? By the time I'd be able to belt cross with a duplex by the time they get to me.
Oh yes, they have some duplex built too.
Stop it.
They have They have apartments. They have duplex. They have triplex. They have whatever you want. They have split levels built.
Well, one good thing, Roscoe and Mr. Reckley, the MP for Abaco, I heard him say that there's a holiday coming next month. I don't think nobody wants a holiday. I think Abaco wants a holiday from bad administration, but anyway, that's a different story for another day. Anyway, we got to get to the break, man, so I appreciate you all as always, and we'll pick up the conversation again next Tuesday, okay?
Have a good one.
All right.
Have a good one.
Be safe. You all take care. Mr. Producer, get me to the break, and we just go straight to the break into the news. All right? And we'll pick it up in the final sports, and yes, hold on. Innocent and proven guilty, politician or average young man, none of them should be detained or anything until a guilty verdict is given. If you want equality, you need it straight across the board. Wait a minute now, hold on. Innocent until proven guilty. However, if there are charges brought against you, whether you're innocent or not, you still have to be taken in and go through the process. That's why it's called an investigation. So they can determine if criminal charges be needed levied against you or not. Okay? So, yeah, you need to be brought in and you need to be questioned, okay? So don't going to work. Anyway, the late, great MDs, take me to the break, man.
And the Cuban a link up. Rose gold for the Cuban link up. How much ice does a hurt? I'm a ring, so.
Okay.
From what day you may find out, certain people don't like me.
Everyone crock a spag a thing now. Bex throw me a do it like. Fuck me not fear no guy now. No matter how hard them a spite me, me just a go and do me thing now. Me just a do it like Nike. 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 Me just a do it like Nike.
Me tell you the truth, if I were you, then me probably woulda like me neither. Fresh to the town, born again, them said the flow ungodly.
Original or hot and spicy?
Feeling original? Think twice. Here's some precise advice. Always add the spice.
Hey, that's great. Take your time, brother. I don't want you to run too far out with your spicy self.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, mouth hot, but you still ain't got the right flavor.
Listen, just like the Colonel, I'm an original. You? There's a spicy gum lately.
You think so? Original. You could never.
There's no winning flavor. They're all finger-licking good. Only at KFC Nassau.
People, what you thinking?
We want something different. Uh-huh.
People, what you wanting?
We want local government.
I can tell them no more slunking.
Dysfunction.
I can tell them no more joking.
I forgot.
Going down Blue Hill Road. Going down Village Road. Going down Nassau Road. We want local government. We want local government. We want local government.
Share the love.
We want local government.
We are called for local government.
Sign the petition and find out more information at risebahamas.net.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
Hazelnut meets mocha with the new Dunkin' Hazelnut Mocha Signature Latte. Savor the delicious coffee combination of smooth, rich espresso with silky chocolate and toasted hazelnut flavors. All topped with whipped cream, decadent drizzle, and hot chocolate powder. Available hot or iced, the Dunkin' Mocha Latte is the perfect pick-me-up at any time of day. So why wait? Head to your favorite Dunkin' and enjoy the Dunkin' Hazelnut Mocha taste sensation today. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
When faced with an illness like cancer, we band together. And we at Cleveland Clinic in Florida have your back. From advanced cancer treatments to extra safety measures at all of our locations, we're with you on this journey for every infusion and follow-up, for every step of the way, for every care in the world. Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. To learn more or connect with a local representative, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. My life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Hazelnut meets mocha with the new Dunkin' Hazelnut Mocha Signature Latte. Savor the delicious coffee combination of smooth, rich espresso with silky chocolate and toasted hazelnut flavors. All topped with whipped cream, decadent mocha drizzle, and hot chocolate powder. Available hot or iced, the Dunkin' Mocha Latte is the perfect pick-me-up at any time of day. So why wait? Head to your favorite Dunkin' and enjoy the Dunkin' Hazelnut Mocha taste sensation today. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Tired of paying too many bills and loan payments each month?
Shrink your monthly debt payments down to one easy payment with our debt consolidation loan.
It also has a built-in savings that pays you 5% interest.
Inquire about our debt consolidation loans today.
Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Play with Island Games come true.
Play with Island Games.
We're paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You get cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we're putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start.
from the bike to computer.
Island Games,
we can make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
The ultimate sandwich experience starts with a bite of the KFC barbecue glazed zinger and a flavor explosion of crispy, juicy, 100% premium white meat spicy filet, KFC barbecue sauce, lettuce, cheese, and smoky bacon on a toasted brioche bun. The perfect balance of heat and sweet. You won't be able to resist the KFC barbecue glazed zinger. Made by the fried chicken sandwich experts, the KFC barbecue glazed zinger is available for a limited time. Try one today. KFC, it's finger licking good.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Mercy's Island Games, Rise Bahamas, Scotia Bank, and Tropical Gyros.
Makes true me, I do it like Nike, but me not fear no guy, no. No matter how hard them a spite me, me just a go and do me thing now. Me just a do it like Nike. 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 Me just a do it like Nike.
Them one pies and me, throw me thing up. Pass me and them girlfriend a link up.
Hello.
Dog, where you did that when the thing tough? No food, clean water for drink up. Now me and the dog, them a link up. Big truck, 20-inch rim, just a spin up. The pioneer just a kick up. So. And a hip-hop apocalypse. You can't see the star through the tint up. Plus me and the Cuban a link up. Rose gold so the Cuban link up. How much ice just a hurr and me ring up. So.
Okay.
From what day you may find out, certain people don't like me. Everyone crock a spag a thing now. Bets through me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy, no. No matter how hard them a spite me, me just a go and do me thing now. Me just a do it like Nike.
The Monday, April 24th edition of Talking Heads continues right now. We're into the 5 o'clock hour. 5:12 p.m. is the time. And you know we're talking sports. And I will get it started real quick. All right, with Today in Sports History, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. But there are some major sports headlines going on that we will address in short order from the NBA and from the NFL. All right? And today, we got Purdy chimed in.
I write you.
And we can talk about the NBA, too, because big game coming on tonight. But, yeah.
3-1 after the night. The Lakers win tonight. You might as well call that one OR.
And now you know what I tell you about F, right? Because you know that F joke. F my auntie, any out.
Yeah.
If my auntie had different plumbing, she'd be my uncle. But anyway.
The neighbors are telling you hi just now.
Oh, I tell the neighbors, I say, what's up? What's good?
Listen. You hear no noise they make?
Anyhow, when they pass back, I might say, what's up? But on this day.
I can run them if they pass back. I can throw big rocks.
On this day in sports history, 1961, first thing jumping out, your guy, Sandy Koufax of the Los Angeles Dodgers, struck out 18 batters, becoming the first major league pitcher to do so on two different occasions. 1963, the Boston Celtics won their fifth straight NBA title. 1994, David Robinson of the San Antonio Spurs scored 71 points against the Los Angeles Clippers. I forgot David Robinson had 71, you know.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
He had a monster night that night. He had a monster that night. 2003, the Mighty Ducks of Anaheim defeated the Dallas Stars 4-3 in five overtime periods in game one of the second round of the Stanley Cup playoffs. Peter Soroka scored 48 seconds into the fifth overtime, ended the game as the fourth longest game in NHL history. The final time was 140 minutes and 48 seconds. Sports quote of the day, the game isn't over till it's over. Yogi Berra. Well, add something to the list today in sports history there, Pearly.
Yeah.
We'll slide right into who's in and who's out. All brought to you, of course, by Tropical Gyros. Listen, Aaron Rodgers is a Jet.
Man, the Jets make out good in this.
It's been done. Now, we're going to go to Adam Schefter from the NFL Network in short order, and he'll give it a breakdown. So we'll have about maybe 6 or 7 minutes worth of Adam, all right, Pearly? But, because he's going to break it down. Off the top of your head, what did the Jets give up, and what did the Packers receive?
Okay, well, the Jets got Aaron Rodgers, of course.
Obviously.
They got the 15th pick, which is Green Bay's 15th pick this year, and their fifth round pick, number one. So they get number 15 and number 170 and Aaron Rodgers.
So hold on. Let me get this right now. The Jets get
Aaron Rodgers, pick number 15, and pick number 170.
They've been already. I don't need to hear the rest. All right.
Now the Packers get pick number 13, which they just swap picks.
Okay, fair enough.
Pick number 42.
Okay.
Pick number 207. And the conditional second round pick that becomes a first round if Rodgers plays 65%.
That, to me, now that you've said both sides, that has to be one of the most even trades I've seen in a long time in sports.
That's a pretty even trade.
That is an even trade. That right there gives New York wiggle room, which is good because obviously, you know, if Aaron Rodgers is only one and done in New York, they didn't sell the house and give up the farm for 1 year. They can still turn around this year at 15 and still pick a quarterback.
Yep. Maybe Levis. The kid out of North Dakota.
Tennessee?
Division 2 kick. Brankton or Brigden or something like that. I can't remember his name.
No, listen, man. Pearly, I don't think Levis could be Ron. I think what the Texans trying to do is be greedy, get the defensive lineman at number 2 and come back and get Levis at 12.
Yeah, that's why I say it'd probably be that Division 2 player of the year. His dad was the arm wrestling champion of the world like 17 times.
Oh yeah,
he was all American. What high school thing is? First team
All American.
No, for high school it isn't All American. It's something else.
Okay, high school All American. But anyway.
Whatever it was, he said 8,000 yards passing. He did all kind of records and things like that. And not one Division I school looked at him. West Virginia looked at him, but only played people boo with him and then never picked him up. So he had nowhere to go. So he ended up going to his dad's alma mater. It was a Division II school, but he was Division II All-American and passed for like a million yards. He's got all the qualities of a Division I, of an NFL ready, I got an NFL ready arm and everything like that. They pick him to go probably 6 or 7 round though.
Is it John Machota?
No, is the name again Brighton or Brington or something? Oh, I can't remember his name. Tyson somebody.
All right.
I can tell you right now.
Pull up his name for me there, Pearly. But you know a name that they could consider at that 15 pick is that Hendon Hooker from Tennessee. Who's shooting off people draft boards.
Yep.
So they got options.
Okay, Tyson Bagent. Bagent? B-A-G-E-N-T?
Bagent, yeah.
Okay. He went to Shepherd. Shepherd, Division II school. He's 6'3", 203 pounds. He's from...
Sounds like he's another Tony Romo, man.
Yeah, Tony Romo's Division II, right?
Correct.
If he's picked, he'll be the first... Division II picked him since in like 15 years or something like that.
Because Tony was an undrafted free agent. Remember that now.
They said the worst case, he should probably get picked in the fifth, sixth, or seventh round. Worst case scenario, special invitee. You know, they couldn't drop, but they bring him in. They probably would make the team.
Boy. Could it be? Could it be another Garoppolo in the making?
It's a possibility.
But anyway, let's get to Adam Schefter right now.
They're saying the Eagles, the Vikings, or Cowboys really should be looking at him.
And talking about Eagles and Cowboys, Derrick Henry is what we'll talk about next. Much to do about nothing regarding the Cowboys, but it could be real as far as the Philadelphia Eagles go. So we'll talk about that.
The next thing I'm saying is I listen to this on Dolphin Nation podcast every day. About Thursdays they do a live feed, and they put something out every other day. They are basically guaranteeing that Dalvin Cook will be the Dolphins' running back next season.
All right, so we're gonna
and probably by free agency because the Vikings can cut him.
All right, so let's get to Adam Schefter right now with the latest on Aaron Rodgers becoming a Jet. And as soon as we finish that, we'll pick it up. We'll talk Dalvin Cook to the Dolphins. All right, and what was the other thing?
Henry.
And Travis Henry possibly going to the Philadelphia Eagles, and then of course we'll talk NBA playoffs for tonight. And I'm sure Rich Eisen will have a good take to take us home. So we'll get to that right now. Let's get to Adam Schefter from the NFL Network. Aaron Rodgers is now a New York Jet.
This came down moments ago in a trade involving six picks. Aaron Rodgers is going to the New York Jets. It's official. It is happening. Finally, after all this time, we've been waiting for this trade to happen, and now it is. And here are the details of the trade that just came down. The Jets are sending their first-round pick this year, their second-round pick this year. Well, hold on. Big Swagoo, hold on. Their second-round pick next year, it's a conditional pick. They get back the Packers' first-round pick this year and a fifth-round pick, but the trade is coming down. Aaron Rodgers is going to be a Jet. It is official. The two sides are in agreement right now. And essentially, here are the terms of the trade that I can give you exactly as it stands. The Jets, and again, this is in real time, so it's pick number 15 in the first round, a 2023 fifth-round pick, number 170. The Packers get pick number 13, a 2023 second-round pick, number 42. The Jets' first-round pick, first pick in the second round, a sixth-round pick, number 207. A conditional 2024 second-round pick that becomes a one if Rodgers plays 65% of the plays this year. And so the trade that we've been waiting for finally has been agreed to. Aaron Rodgers is being sent to the Jets, and the Jets have a quarterback, and the Packers have extra draft capital and extra draft ammunition.
Adam, fascinating as you hear the haul on both sides and how this ended up going down. I think that conditional pick is what really sticks out to me based on Rodgers' play. But I just want to follow up with this. How did they finally get to this point? It feels like the first round picks had to have been involved here, certainly, especially for the Packers side of things.
Well, Laura, listen, it's draft week and both sides need to get this draft capital to surround Jordan Love with those picks. And the Jets want their quarterback. He wants to be a part of the offseason program. And so it was only a matter of time before they got this deal done. They've been talking here in recent days, trying to get this worked out. And now, officially, it is agreed to. And there you see the terms of the trade that just went down, a historic trade. The second time the Jets have gotten a trade done like this with the Packers. You remember the last time they traded for Brett Favre. That was a conditional fourth-round pick. This side, this time, the trade is done. And obviously, you see the extensive terms there that we discussed, but it's a historic deal in this particular situation.
Shifty to go, man.
Go ahead, Mina.
Shifty to go.
Okay. Wow. So many thoughts in response to this. First of all, say, going from 15 to 13 is not totally insignificant because you're jumping the Patriots. And if the Packers are in the market for a wide receiver, Jaxon Smith-Njigba, for example, might be there at 13 and not at 15. So just going to throw that out there. Yeah. But Laura, I think you hit on it. The aspect of this deal that jumps out the most to me is that conditional second round pick. I wouldn't be surprised if that is what was holding it up, frankly, because the Jets obviously wanted some security that they were trading for a player who's actually going to play this season. And for the Packers to get what I believe more likely a first round pick, granted, probably a later first round pick, but still for Aaron Rodgers, that is a victory. I feel like no buts about it. That's a win for Green Bay.
Yeah, again, that was the conditional 2024 second round pick that Adam just reported on. It becomes a first if Rodgers plays 65% of the plays. Really important there. Go ahead, Dan.
65% of the plays this season, right, Shefty?
That's correct, Dan. Yeah. Okay. 65% injury, whatever it may be, he's got to be out there for 65% of the Jets' offensive plays. And I think this was one of the hangups in the deal. I think the Packers really wanted to come out of this with a first-round draft pick somehow. And this is the closest that the Jets were willing to go by providing a conditional second-round pick next year that could become a one if Rodgers plays 65% of the plays.
Yeah,
that's the situation. Yep.
Shefty, as always, the best in the business. Tremendous. Jets are Super Bowl contenders. That remains in place. I think the two things that stand out, so he should be traded for two number one picks and the number two pick. That is a massive cost for the Jets that had to do it. I do like the fact that they have a first round pick, though. Mina, your point about going to 13 in front of New England is great, but I still think the Jets can get the offensive tackle they want at 15. I still think that there's going to be, you know, so like we had all thought they would take one at 13. They still should be able to get the quarterback they wanted and needed in Rodgers, and also should be able to get one of the first round offensive tackles that group of five kind of has the opportunity to have.
Adam, just if people are tuning in right now, I'd like you to rehash exactly what's happened here. Go ahead.
Yeah, a short time ago, Laura, the New York Jets and Green Bay Packers agreed to a trade that will send Aaron Rodgers to the New York Jets. And it's a trade that involves six picks. And there you see the picks involved. The Jets get Aaron Rodgers. They flip picks in the first round this year, with the Jets going from 13 to 15. The Jets also get back a fifth round pick this year. You see what the Packers get. The 13th overall pick this year, second round. They get a sixth round pick this year and a conditional second round pick next year that becomes a first if Rodgers plays 65% of the plays. It is done. Aaron Rodgers is being traded to the Jets. These two sides have haggled over this deal for 6 weeks, going back and forth, trying to come up with some sort of compensation package that would work for both teams. Obviously, with the draft being this week, it was only a matter of time before they stepped up. And oh, by the way, the Jets get back Aaron Rodgers. And even though Hall of Fame quarterback Joe Namath has given permission to Aaron Rodgers to wear his number 12, my understanding is that Aaron Rodgers is going to wear number 8 in New York, the number 8 that he wore in college at Cal out of respect to Joe Namath. So he's not going to take the 12 that was offered up. So he's going to lose that number, number 12, and instead go with number 8 and wear number 8 with the New York Jets.
Okay, I see what you did there. He wanted you to lose his number, actually, Adam. Marcus, go ahead. We haven't heard from you yet on this breaking news from Adam Schefter that the trade has been finalized. Aaron Rodgers is a Jet.
This is a fine job at Gutekunst, and I know he's taken a lot of scrutiny throughout this entire process of seeing Aaron Rodgers and deciding if he was going to come back. But for both teams in particular, one, they both win because they address the enormous needs Mina brought up and Dan. To get two first-round picks, the 65%, obviously that's barring no injury. If he's not injured, he's going to play 65% of the snaps.
Right.
But you get two ones and the two. They also got that second-round pick this year. And we've been talking about Green Bay and the positioning that they needed to be in order to build around Jordan Love. Whether you are building a roster out and you have to draft a quarterback of the future, or whether you're building around Jordan Love based on how he plays this year, Green Bay has really set themselves up for the next couple of years to not only be able to maneuver if they find a quarterback, if they find out that Jordan Love is not the guy, but you also look at this team and this entire saga that they've been through with Aaron Rodgers. And for anyone at the beginning of this to come out to this point that we're at now, where both sides get what they want, and Green Bay is sitting there with a haul of draft picks and the opportunity to improve their team, Aaron Rodgers gets what he wants after everything we watched transpired. This is a phenomenal job of business by the NFL and two general managers joining on having a first-round pick, but having it just two picks later. Phenomenal GMing on both of these franchises' part.
A reminder that it's been just over a month, a little bit more than that ago, that Aaron Rodgers on the Pat McAfee Show made it known that.
And Purdy, kind of like what we said and what we talked about, it's a pretty fair trade.
I don't know now. If you really look at it, I think Green Bay got the better end of it.
Maybe slightly.
Up front is a fair trade. Up front.
The back end is what they need to get, what they need to milk. They didn't tax them for it this year.
Exactly what the brother was saying. I can't remember who it was, but it's saying that Green Bay pretty much set up to get themselves, if this kid don't work out, they set themselves up to have some collateral to make some trades to get who they want. You know? So that'd be interesting to see.
Now, this automatically jumps out. Ain't not nominated for Rodgers, though. I mean, let's be real. Divisionally, he got issues. And then over there in the conference, he still got...
I can't wait. He's the one man who's giving problems is our cornerback.
Well, listen, do me a favor, buddy.
Jalen, I remember correctly, Jalen Ramsey had some chalks on him a couple of times, eh?
Listen to me. Listen to me. There could be a rare side. Man, I hate Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers to me is like LeBron to me in the NBA. That's who Aaron Rodgers is to me. Nah.
No. This LeBron better for me, Naughty. See, this better for me. I can't stand the stinking lousy Jets. I can't stand it.
Just hear me. I want to live vicariously through you all for two games a season. Yes. Two games against the Jets. I will come. I will bring rations for the fryer, but I'll sit there and we'll have cocktails, but I can pull for the Dolphins. It could be an anomaly,
that would be wonderful.
But I can pull for the Dolphins. You see, you ain't gonna say nothing now, but, oh, you're a Cowboy. You can't. No. Cause see, I can come bring the mojo to help you beat the Jets, right?
No. You say you come in for two games only. I can live with that.
Right, well, I only pulling against the Lakers for seven games only.
Okay, but it ain't going to be seven. You're going to be pulling against the Lakers for five games.
But my boy look good, though. 45, 9, and 30. Come on, man.
Yeah, he looked good, but he got a couple of boys. That was a block. They ran out a volleyball spike on him, boy.
That was nice. It was good up and down all together. But back to Aaron Rodgers. The Jets were improving last year. Now, from a fantasy perspective, you got to go take Garrett Wilson, boy, the wide receiver. Yeah, you got to grab him quick. Grab him quick, but don't be joking with him in fantasy this year. That boy can catch everything. And now I hear that if he drops, they're going to get Jackson Smith and Jigma from Ohio State and pair them two back up like they were in college in New York. That's scary, bro.
He's not going to be available because they need a left tackle. So that number one pick going on a left tackle. We know that.
They might go Skoronski now. Because he'll be available that high.
And so they give up the second round pick.
All right.
So I think they ain't gonna get that wide receiver.
Now let's talk about Derrick Henry to the Philadelphia Eagles potentially. Because
the rich getting richer.
No. That was what the rumors were. But after further investigation, you know, if you have a good enough agent in the NFL. Yeah. They're going to get you traded or they're going to get you put where you need to be. But according to Tennessee, Brian Carthen, he continues to reiterate there is no truth to the Derrick Henry trade rumors. During his pre-draft press conference on Monday, which is today, Carthen told reporters he hasn't received any calls regarding the dominant running back. Carthen indicated reports about trading Henry are smoke, with some hoping the predictions would stick. The comments echoed the GM stance last month when he called the reports regarding Henry erroneous. So there is no truth to the Derrick Henry trade rumors because it just came from the GM in Tennessee that, hey.
Well, that could be erroneous up until today.
Right, and then it could change later. It might be on gamesmanship. Also,
happened between today and Thursday? Fellas need draft picks?
Also, though, that kind of makes this rumor a little more valid in my book now. If he's coming out and saying that he's not trading Derrick Henry, it must be for a reason. Now, how do you protect a rookie quarterback, Purdy? You run the football, right? So, now, Hendon Hooker at number 11 for the Tennessee Titans, the Tennessee kid out of Tennessee.
Wait, the boom position?
At number 11, the Titans might be taking Hendon Hooker, the quarterback from Tennessee, who's shooting up the draft boards. So, now, this thought of keeping Henry makes sense because how do you protect a rookie quarterback? The running game.
How do you protect any quarterback?
Run the football.
Exactly.
So that might be some truth there. Now, speaking of running backs, so we got to watch how this Derrick Henry situation plays out. I think if he gets traded, it's a draft day trade. It's already been predetermined and the teams already know what time it is. They're just trying to avoid collusion right now or any kind of penalties from the NFL. And you'll see that play out. Now, what's the situation with Dalvin Cook? You're the Dolphin expert. The big talk is he wants to return to South Florida. He's a South Florida kid.
He went to Central Life. He wants to come back home. They're not on the rumor has it. It's the fact that a trade can happen is becoming slimmer and slimmer, and probably he'll just get cut. And if he's cut, he's going to sign with Miami.
Well, I'm hearing
you could guarantee that.
I'm hearing kind of the same thing in Arizona. He's going to get cut, and then the suitors will line up to sign him.
Yes. But there won't be any suitors lining up because Cook already says, I want to go to Miami. I want to go home.
Boy, I mean, so, if he's making that statement, that means he wants to be there. He wants to get there.
Yeah, he wants to be there, and Miami wants him, and he'll be great. And people say, oh, ain't nothing happening. Miami already signed their four running backs. But if you look at it, three of them don't account for $1 million as a salary cap hit. One is for $100,000, another for $200,000, and one for like $600,000.
Now, speaking
of cutting them or trading them is really good. Miami has done a good job. Gray has really redeemed himself. He's done a good job in terms of signing them, having them. And so he has assets. He had pieces he can move. He has, you know, things he can do. Considering we only get four picks.
Y'all only got four picks to work with?
We got a second, a third, and then a sixth and a seventh.
I think y'all going to do some trading in next year's picks to get back in for some picks this year. I think so.
Yeah, there's rumor that we may trade because they did say that a couple of teams in the high 20s who pick in first round, talking about trading out because if they out in the first round.
They were also talking about the Cowboys trading out of the first round because some teams would have offered them, like for the 26th pick, like the second pick in the second round. And the second pick in the fourth round, you know what I mean? So when you look at it like that, you get
pick. We don't have a pick number 51. So that's number 20, pick number 20.
Well, let's have a gander at the latest mock draft. All right.
Okay.
And this is courtesy of CBS Sports, and they do a pretty decent job of it.
They really do. I mean, they do.
CBS.
But anyway.
Yeah, Mel Kiper. Listen, I can't knock Mel. I talk smack, but Mel for the last couple of years being way off. He nailed Dallas first pick last year. Tyler Smith nailed it. In three mock drafts before, and then came draft day. Here comes Tyler Smith. I was like, all right, Mel, you've regained some of your Jedi, you know, force because you were going to the defunct. But boy, look here, you come back with a vengeance. And it wasn't just Tyler Smith. It was other picks last year too. All right, first round they say that. Carolina's going to take Bryce Young. There's no doubt there he's gone.
Scrooge, back up. There's talk that shot. Who has picked?
Now that the Texans, though, now are saying they may not take C.J. Stroud at number two.
Stroud may be gone in number one. That's why they're saying that.
And maybe they don't like Bryce Young, so that's why they're going to go for that defensive tackle. And then go down at number 12 and figure out who that quarterback's going to be.
The kid out of Alabama.
Well, let's see how it plays out for CBS. They said that Carolina's going to take Bryce Young at number one. Houston will take C.J. Stroud at number two. Tyree Wilson, the edge rusher from Texas Tech, goes to Arizona. Anthony Richardson at number four goes to the Colts. Will Anderson Jr., the edge from Alabama, goes to Seattle. Jalen Carter, defensive lineman, goes to the Detroit Lions. Via trade from the Rams. Devin Witherspoon, probably the best corner in the draft, goes to the Raiders at number seven.
Yeah.
Number eight, Christian Gonzalez, the second best quarterback in the draft, goes to the Atlanta Falcons. And now you got A.J. Terrell and Christian Gonzalez, and they just added Jeff Okuda from this is going to be a stupid secondary in Atlanta.
My son is excited. He's a huge fan.
I wouldn't even say secondary. I would say defense. That's what they're doing. Broderick Jones goes to Chicago at the number nine spot. That's the offensive tackle from Georgia. Now here's where it gets exciting. This is kind of surprising. Nobody saw this coming. The Philadelphia Eagles, despite all the noise, they will take Bijan Robinson at number 10, the running back from Texas. Number 11, Peter Skoronski, the offensive tackle out of Northwestern. He's going to go to the Titans. Number 12, Jackson Smith and Jigba, the receiver from Ohio State, goes to Houston at number 12. Number 13, Zay Flowers goes to Green Bay from Boston College. That's a great pickup for the new quarterback, Jordan Love, over there in Green Bay.
In Boston College, yeah.
Because he's a guy that could work the slot and catch you the little dink and dunks and turn that into a 20, 30-yard rip.
Yeah.
He's a yak monster. All right, Paris Johnson, offensive tackle, goes to New England.
Yeah, that is. Oh, that's Belichick written all the... Anyway, go ahead. I ain't going to make that comment.
At number 15, the Packers now take Darnell Wright, offensive tackle from Tennessee. They got that from the Jets.
That's what they need. They need that's offensive a good tackle. Pick.
The Washington Commanders take Deontay Banks, cornerback from Maryland. He stays in that Washington area.
And guess what? The kid can play football.
And there's a run on cornerbacks in the first round. If you don't notice it, we're already up to number five. Emmanuel Forbes, cornerback really good from Mississippi State.
This is a really deep class in cornerback.
He goes to the Pittsburgh Steelers. Julius Brents, cornerback at Kansas State, goes to Detroit. That's about four cornerbacks in a row right there. Yeah. There's another secondary member. Brian Branch, safety, Alabama, going to Tampa Bay. Number 20, the 20th pick, Osiris Torrance, who I really like for the Cowboys from Florida, the guard. He goes to Seattle. Joey Porter Jr. goes to the LA Chargers with the 21st pick. You see that? That's about 8 cornerbacks in the first round alone
Yeah.
Quentin Johnson, wide receiver from TCU, goes to Baltimore at 22. That's a smart pick. They need another receiver to run with OBJ.
That boy got Hans. He got Hans.
And he got speed, too.
And speed, yes.
Minnesota picks Kalijah Kansi, defensive lineman from Pittsburgh. 24, Luke Van Ness, the edge rusher, goes to Jacksonville. Hendon Hooker goes to the Rams with the 27th. The Stafford, maybe.
Okay.
Pick number 26. This kind of shocks me. This is the first time I'm seeing it coming. But this makes sense. And if you want to continue building a defense, Jack Campbell, the linebacker from Iowa, the number one ranked linebacker in the class, is slated to go to the Cowboys.
Really?
6'5", 249. That would be...
No, I know the player.
Can you imagine him next to Micah, though?
Yeah, but I think you got bigger knees. I guess I'm probably the best player right then and there.
No, Pearly, that means to tell me if they're going that route, that means they're done with wide receiver in the first round, and they're done with running back in the first round. They ain't going to move up. They're going to probably take the best player.
They don't have to grab a running back in the first round because there's plenty of running backs.
There are a ton.
Then they got good.
They got Jordan Addison going to the Buffalo Bills, wide receiver from USC. I think that makes sense. That's a good pick for them.
Yeah.
All right. And then you got Dalton Kincaid, the tight end, going to Cincinnati. Cincinnati needs a tight end. This kid going to Cincinnati with Burrow puts that offense over the top.
That's the first tight end pick? I don't remember you calling a tight end earlier. No,
that's the first one called.
Okay.
Miles Murphy, edge from Clemson. He goes to New Orleans with the 29th pick. Nolan Smith, edge from Georgia. He goes to the Eagles with the 30th pick.
I love him. Oh, man.
And here comes your boy, Will Levis, quarterback. He goes to the Tennessee Titans, who traded back up to 31 from Kansas City with the Kansas City Chiefs together.
Yeah, get rid of them.
We'll see how it pans out from an NFL standpoint. We'll get to the break now. On the flip side of the break, we'll come back. We'll talk some NBA, and we'll get you ready for the final 10 going home. And, of course,
Ronnie, before we take the break, I want to digress a little bit. I went to a wedding Friday.
Yeah, man. I heard.
Man, Lordy, left there 2:28 a.m. from 5 o'clock. 2:28 a.m.
So
really good time. Really fun time. But what I want to say about it, about 5 different people approached me and said they listen to our show. So I want to say hi to me. I want to say hi to Frank, and I'll say hi to the others tomorrow. But I want to say hi to May, who says she's a diehard basketball fan, and she loves listening to our show. I want to say hi to Frank, who listens to us every day and loves the bantering that you and I have.
Well, I appreciate them listening, Pearly. That's what we do it for, and to know the listeners enjoy the show. And what was special to me, when we first put this together, there were a lot of people saying, boy, Naughty, you know, you need 2 hours and talk politics and pop culture. We don't need to talk sports. Now it's gone to, yeah, boy, I like it. Hours. Boy, Naughty, don't touch the sports, but add an next hour onto that face portion and be good to go. They need to give you 3 hours. So it's taking off. Yeah. It's clearly, you know, and I appreciate all your efforts and Peter's efforts and, you know, especially you holding it down for me when I got to travel and do things. It's a good dynamic, man. I'm glad people like it. I'm glad people enjoy it. And I'm glad people understand that there are some of us out here who will walk that, you know, walk the road less travel for their teams. Make that sacrifice if we have to.
And then they're not who you are. You would look at the beautiful lady, wonderful friend for long, many, many years. Not to think that she was a big sports fan like that. I was like, what? She said, oh, yeah, man, I'm a big basketball fan. I love this. I was like, okay, cool. I love it. So all those who listen, everybody who said hi, thank you so much. Really appreciate it. Okay, let's go to the break.
Thank you. I want to know, Pretty, going to the break. Can you tell us if he tote from now wedding from 5 to 2 in the morning? It's something hard to get to.
But what I told, actually, what they did was they gave everybody chicken in the bag when they was leaving.
But that's good, boy. But that's
see,
good.
And you
stuff.
Know what? You know, I had my little, you know, and they had these beautiful, beautiful flowers, you know. There's like chicken flowers.
And on another note, Pretty, you know, the official song now, we was always looking for a song, right?
Uh-huh.
And over the weekend, man, you know, our boy, birthday, MDs, the late, great MDs.
Yes, I saw it. I said happy birthday to him on Facebook.
Me too, man. I always do. And then, you know, I say, but you know what? I need to play one of these. And boy, Nike just jumped right out. I type in MDE and it jumped out MDs, Nike. I say, that's the one. And yes, of course, yes. They're taking us to the break right now. And just like you say, I don't care who don't like me. I just can do it like Nike.
Yes, I miss my
great MDs. Take us to the break, Mr. Producer.
Yeah, may find out. Certain people don't like me. Everyone crocus bag a thing now.
This true, I do it
like Nike.
Randy
I mean, Tugger. No fear, no guy, no. No matter how hard them a spite me. Me just a go and do me thing now. Me just a do it like Nike.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Original or hot and spicy?
Feeling original? Think twice. Here's some precise advice. Always add the spice.
Hey, that's great. Take your time, brother. I don't want you to run too far out with your spicy self.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, more hot, but you still ain't got the right flavor.
Listen, just like the Colonel, I'm an original. You're a spicy gum lately.
You think so? Original. You could never.
There's no winning flavor. They're all finger-licking good. Only at KFC Nassau.
Refined styles, refined threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? Then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place, is your place, is your place.
Play with Island Games,
we making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games,
we paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market, you get cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice, guaranteed to pay.
Island Games,
we like them mother jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games,
we can make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Naughty Johnny's restaurant can only be described as the experience you want to recreate again and again and again. Their motto is simple food done well. You're welcome into their home at Naughty Johnny's, where you can dine on crack conch fritters, and other Bahamian favorites. There's also an international flair that's guaranteed to offer something for everyone. Enjoy a good meal and listen to live band on their patio Friday and Saturday nights, or brunch on Saturday and Sunday, only at Naughty Johnny's restaurant in the Old Town Plaza, Old Fort. They're open at 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Saturday, and 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Sunday. Naughty Johnny's. Well, what
this is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
What day you may find out? Certain people don't like me. Everyone crocus bag a thing now. Next to me, I do it like Nike.
The Monday, April 24th edition of Talking Heads continues right now. Yours truly, Naughty, along with Earl the Pearl and your company right up until 6. Pearly back with us, right? All right, Pearly, we got Adam Schefter with the final five. I mean, Rich uh-huh. Eisen with the final five today, breaking down the NBA playoffs, and that's what we got to talk about now. Couple of things in breaking news: De'Aaron Fox fractures his finger. All right, so he could be in jeopardy for the rest of that series. Some people say he's going to be in jeopardy. Some people say he's going to play through it.
If he doesn't play, they toast.
They done. But I think he's going to play through it. Now Giannis is back for tonight. The Greek Freak says he's back.
Better come back tonight.
So he's going to be in the lineup for the Milwaukee Bucks tonight. And, of course, we know that Ja Morant's going to be in the lineup against the Lakers tonight. So we got a couple of things to talk about. I think with Giannis being back, with Giannis tonight.
The better. I wish they did.
Now, as far as the Grizzlies go, who I picked in this series, I just can tell you like I told you over the weekend, pretty dang good shoot the way they shot in our first quarter. My Jesus, me, you, and four boys from Chippenham could have scored more than 9 points in our first quarter the other night.
That happens, but I always said, but it evened out in the second quarter.
Right.
And then you had a game in the second half.
And I think it's gonna be more balanced from Memphis tonight. They make good adjustments. They're one of the better teams to make, you know, in-game adjustments and, of course, in between game adjustments. So we'll see how it pans out. I'm a lead with the youth tonight. Just how the first game went and the Lakers won, second game went, the Grizzlies aren't going in and the Grizzlies came out and won. I think this series goes back to Memphis 2-2 after tonight.
This series goes back to members 3-1 after the night, and if members don't get their act together at home, it's over in 5, no more than 6.
All right, we'll see how it all pans out.
They're going back to Memphis once. We're going back to Memphis once.
Nah, okay, remember that. We'll see. We'll see.
Okay.
All right. Got to play out. Apparently,
like Chris Berman says, this is why we play the game.
This is why we play the game.
All right.
All right, so we'll see how all of that pans out. And like I said, we got the final five lined up. So, you know, I suggest you go to the.com, go to the sports book, and put in that parlay, man. I got a couple of things tonight that I think could be winner, chicken dinner. Pearly will give you his. I like the Grizzlies over the Lakers, and I like the Bucks over the Heat. And in both those cases, if the Grizzlies and the Bucks are still getting points, take the points, all right? That's always a benefit. Now, I look over at Major League Baseball, Pearly. Can't sleep on baseball. Baseball got some good games tonight.
So we're not playing tonight. Kershaw got his. They didn't play. We got Colorado and the Guardians.
Uh-huh.
I like the Guardians.
You like the Guardians tonight?
My boy Justin Turner had a good day for Boston yesterday. I like Boston over the Orioles. The Rangers are really starting to play decent baseball.
The Rangers are starting to pick things up. Guardians and Rockies, Royals, Red Sox.
Everybody's grandma beat up on the Reds.
Rays and Astros. I like the Rays in that one.
I actually like the Astros tonight.
No, I think we're going to have a Randy Arozarena sighting tonight, bro.
But we'll see.
I think Randy does the pose. He's going to rob somebody. He's going to hit one. Quietly, the Blue Jays have served notice that they're one of them teams that you have to take seriously as a contender.
They got a really good young team. I love that team. I really love that team.
They got a good team, but they strong. Yeah. Braves and the Marlins.
I like them tonight, too.
I got to go with the Braves. Got to go with the Braves over the Marlins tonight. Sorry, Jazz.
I know.
I'm just basing it on what I've seen lately and how they're playing. I like the Brewers over the Tigers. I like the Yankees. They get it right tonight.
Boy, I've been Brito pitching. Brito ain't look good yet. And Sonny Gray. I think Minnesota take this one tonight.
Brito was good the first game, crappy the second game.
Yeah. But he had a five ERA. Sonny Gray even ain't got a one. He got a 0.82 ERA. I like the Minnesota Twins tonight.
All right, maybe Minnesota gets it done. I like the A's over the Angels. I think it's a letdown. Otani was big yesterday along with Trout. I think they get a little letdown in the division against the A's tonight.
I like the Angels tonight. Actually, I pull in hard. You know what? I'm going with you. I like that. That is, I want the Angels get beat bad. I want to make that trade before by the trade deadline.
Diamondbacks and the Royals. Everybody been beating the Royals lately, so I got to go with the Diamondbacks.
Everybody is mama. Yeah.
Giants and the Cardinals. It's in St. Louis. I go over the Cardinals. You got it. All right? So bet it. Bet it, set it, and forget it. All right, we're going to get to the second break, Mr. Producer. And after the second break, we'll be right in time for Rich Eisen to take us home with the final five.
Before you go, in honor of my good friend Clint Johnson, these NHL hockey playoffs are really good.
They're outstanding. Well. Outstanding.
I'm enjoying them.
I think NHL playoffs serve one good purpose. It's good, excuse to go have a few cocktails.
It's really good hockey, though. It's fun. Wait a minute. NHL hockey. The excitement in NHL hockey playoffs is what I like about hockey. And I really don't watch many games during the season. I watch maybe, a period here, a period there.
I like the playoffs, too, bro.
It's hard.
I love the playoffs, bro. And I can be honest with you why I love them so. You get octopus thrown on the ice. Stuff like that.
Yes.
A bunch of hats thrown on if you get a hat trick.
Then hat trick, for those who know, somebody scores 3 goals in a game.
That's exciting hockey. But boy, when you catch them 1-0 hockey game, Jonas, Jesus, they the worst.
No, but if it's 1-0 hockey game can be super fun if that keeper on point and them dudes blasting up on, he's been making some great saves and all that. And then don't let a good fight break out.
That's a different story for another day. But we got to get to the break. And Rich Eisen will take us home. Good stuff as always. We'll do it again tomorrow, Pearly. Appreciate you, bro.
Ciao.
Good stuff today chiming in. Thanks to Abaco for chiming in earlier. Good stuff all the way around. Everybody who chimed in. We'll do it again tomorrow, man. Be good, Bahamas. And if you can be good at it. MDs, take me home. Miss you, bro.
Plus me and the Cuban a link up. Rose gold for the Cuban linked up. How much ice just a her and me rings up.
Okay.
From what day you may find out. Certain people don't like me. Everyone crock a spagat thing now. Next throw me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy now. No matter how hard them a spite me. Me just a go and do me thing now.
Nike. Me just a do it like Nike. Me just a do it like Nike.
Hazelnut meets mocha with the new Dunkin' Hazelnut Mocha Signature Latte. Savor the delicious coffee combination of smooth, rich espresso with silky chocolate and toasted hazelnut flavors. All topped with whipped cream, decadent mocha drizzle, and hot chocolate powder. Available hot or iced, the Dunkin' Mocha Latte is the perfect pick-me-up at any time of day. So why wait? Head to your favorite Dunkin' and enjoy the Dunkin' Hazelnut Mocha taste sensation today. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
People, what you thinking?
We want something different.
People, what you wanting?
We want love the government.
I can tell them no more slunking.
We want see it function.
I can tell them no more joking.
I forgot.
Gone down Blue Hill Road. Gone down Village Road. Gone down Nassau Road. We want local government. We want local government.
Mr. Rod.
We want local government.
Shed a
we want local government.
We are called for local government.
Sign the petition and find out more information at risebahamas.net.
Jet off to the basketball playoffs with your Scotiabank credit card. You could be courtside in the middle of the action with an all-expenses-paid money and accommodations to the next basketball playoffs. Just apply for any Scotia credit card. Spend $120 or more on a purchase or use our Scotia Select Pay installment plan to win a slam-dunk trip to the next basketball playoffs, courtesy of your Scotia credit card. Visit bs.scotiabank.com for more information.
George, Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Dude, I don't know, man. It is a wild affair with watching the injuries. Your guy Embiid, good thing the Sixers are sitting there, sitting out.
Got a whole week.
Okay, and you know, I'm sure you're rooting for the Hawks to try and extend that series with the Celtics so you can get as much rest for Embiid. But he's going to be, it's 50-50 that he's going to be there, or he'll be 50%. I can't tell the percentages and stuff like that.
I'm not a doctor.
There you go.
50% for game one.
Giannis out. He's basically played a half a quarter. Bucks are down 2-1 now. Oh. Heat's up. Bucks down. Okay. You got Kawhi Leonard. Kawhi Leonard. I'm sorry. Load managed all year long so he can be ready for this moment. He played a whole damn game against the Portland Trailblazers the day I brought my son there for a game that we thought maybe they should lose because you want to avoid the Suns, and then they beat the Suns in game one, and Kawhi looked great. He played game two, and then all of a sudden he can't play two games in a row, home games. No Kawhi, no Paul George. Best thing, if the Clippers are up 2-0 in moral victories. They're down 3-1 now in actual standings.
That don't matter, though.
Correct. Then you got suspensions. Draymond came back from suspension. He's on the bench. He's suspended for stomping on Sabonis. And then Dylan Brooks gets ejected because he hit King James in the crown jewels. But he's not suspended. James Harden gets ejected.
That was ridiculous.
For who knows what?
Nothing.
Well, they said he hit, I guess, objectionable offense. Don't hit anybody in the jewels.
Yeah.
DeJounte Murray bumps an official. Nick Claxton steps over Embiid. It's off the charts. Doc Rivers, he spoke the truth on Friday night. There's a lot of toughness going on in the NBA that wouldn't be going on if this was, what, Rucker Park? Is that basically what I'm kind of picking up, what he's putting down here? That's what Doc had to say.
And I'm going to say this, probably shouldn't,
Didn't think Draymond should have got suspended. And I think the league is setting up a very dangerous precedent right now. And this is not me campaigning, all right? And I'm dead serious. If we're going to start punishing the retaliators and not the instigators, then we got a problem. If I was at a park and you stood over me, we're going to have a problem. You know, but these guys know they can do it because they know most likely you can't do anything. I mean, I'm not, you know, picking on Claxton, but I don't think at a park you're standing over Joel. You know, but when you got the ref and everybody else there, you know nothing's going to happen. And to me, and all I'm saying is this, and this is what I'm concerned by, is teams targeting the better players with instigation to get
no food, clean water, for drink up. No me and the dog, them are...